blessing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. You know, we can forgive and we can also receive forgiveness. You know, sometimes we are the problem and we want to receive forgiveness. So we say, please forgive me. I've acted badly. I've acted foolishly. Forgive me. Sometimes there are people who are too proud to ask for forgiveness. They think they're stooping down to ask for forgiveness. Oh no, you're asking for something that's going to help you. It'll bring a closure to your past and give you a springboard for your future. So get smart about forgiveness, giving it and receiving it. You can make a quick change. He says, if you're ill-treated, he says, pray. Now he tells you, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart and the secret petitions of your heart. The secret petitions of your heart. Oh, how God wants to help every one of us. How God wants to give us a miracle life every day. How God wants to lead us from glory to glory. How he wants to do it all the time. All the time. Nothing is too good for you. And it's never too much for only you. It's never too much. And I tell people, I'm so blessed. I can't understand it beyond what I've said. I'm so, so blessed. You know, how do you explain it? How can someone be so blessed? My goodness. I told you once, I thought I was just so blessed that I started wondering, can somebody be just so blessed like this? You know? And God had to talk to me to show me that who are those that you know are in heaven? I mentioned their names. Those that the Bible shows us are in heaven. He said, what were they like? I said, they were blessed. They were rich. They were powerful. And they were God's friends. How was Abraham? How was David? How was Moses? These guys were great. We know they're in heaven. Even Lazarus that went to heaven had to be in Abraham's bosom. Because Lazarus was poor. God made this world. And you know, the world is full of the goodness of God. That's what the Bible says. It says the earth is full of his goodness. The earth reveals, the universe reveals his goodness. If that's true, then God doesn't like poverty. God doesn't like frustration. God likes people happy and prosperous and sound and cheerful and laughing. God laughs. That's what the Bible says about him. He laughs. There's some of you, you haven't laughed for a long time. You haven't laughed. You find it difficult to laugh. You say there's nothing to laugh about. You don't even remember how to laugh. You get embarrassed if you caught yourself laughing. Yeah, you think you're not serious because you're laughing. No, learn to laugh. I only tell ladies, don't laugh like an old man, you know. I tell ladies, laugh with style. The lady doesn't That's not ladylike. Laugh with style. There's a way a lady laughs. I don't mean like this. No, don't cover your mouth. Laugh out, but not like a mouth. No, laugh well. Laugh with style. Yeah. Learn to laugh. Sometimes when things seem to get tough, pull back and laugh. And don't say stupid things like, I'm just laughing at them. You're going back into that frustration. You're manifesting frustration. I'm just laughing at them. Don't go that way at all. Laugh because you're a child of God. Laugh because laughter is in your spirit. He filled my mouth with laughter. Hallelujah. Learn to laugh. Laugh happy. Laugh happy. Glory to God. Ho, 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 hallelujah. Glory. Oh, can I hurry through this? Can I hurry through this? Okay. All right. I want to talk about contentment for a moment. Hebrews chapter 13. Have you ever met people who are just not satisfied with anything? They're never satisfied. Learn to be satisfied. Why you go for more? Today's situation should be satisfied. Hey, what was the definition of joy I gave you? You remember? Joy is what? That emotion that is evoked, by satisfaction, appreciation, and pleasure. Satisfaction. Oh, satisfaction. Satisfaction. I'm always where I am. You know, some people are never where they are. They are here, but their mind is wandering. I'm always where I am. If I'm here, I'm here. I'm always where I am. And I believe that you should be in God's place, in God's time, for God's purpose, in God's way. See? In your life, you can have satisfaction. Today's satisfaction. Being satisfied doesn't mean that your dream for a greater tomorrow is dead. No. You're satisfied about today. You have dreams for tomorrow. You have dreams for tomorrow. But if you're not satisfied about today, tomorrow's dreams may never materialize because you project your frustrations into your dreams. And you find the dreams never just come. You never win. It's always, I almost hit it and missed it. Make your life more fulfilling. Amen. So I said, Hebrews chapter 13, and we're reading verse 5. I'd like to read to you from, again, the Amplified, okay? Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. Boy, can you imagine that? He says it here three times. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Then he says, relax my hold on you. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Whew. He says, be content with your present circumstances. God knows where you're at. He knows.
We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran, Kwara State. Our Sunday service hold are 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services. Lunch hour service are Chandra Nual noon, evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Don't get frustrated because someone was promoted and you were not. Oh, come on. Someone can be promoted 3 times and you are not. The day your own comes. Lebakaya. It will come with glory. But between now and then, I'm going to keep keeping on. I'm going to keep my composure. I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do. I'm going to be happy and joyful all the way. And I'm going to rejoice with anyone who has been promoted. Because mine is coming, glory to God. I'll never feel left out. God said it here. He says, I will not in any degree leave you helpless nor forsake you. Oh. I'm a success. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm talking about contentment. All right? Contentment. Contentment. Come to a place of contentment. Hallelujah. Yeah. A place of contentment. You're not worried about this and that and that and that. You already have everything. That's the way your life ought to be. Hallelujah. There's a contentment in your spirit. There's a composure. Because your Father owns the world. He owns the world. Hallelujah. All right, let's go. From verse 6, and it is indeed a source of immense profit for godliness, accompanied with contentment, that contentment which is a sense of inward sufficiency. Did you see that? Inward sufficiency is great and abundant gain. It's great and abundant gain. Yeah, godliness with contentment, he says, is great gain. That's what God in the King James. For we brought nothing into the world, and obviously we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content, satisfied. But those who crave, now notice what it says here. This is verse 9. Those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish, useless, godless, and hurtful lusts that plunge men into ruin and destruction and miserable perishing. Wow. People who want to be rich, who struggle to be rich, who drive to be rich. You don't need to do that. No. If you have entered into his rest, you have ceased from your struggles. And watch the glory of God working in you. You never have to try to make a dog learn to bark. It'll bark if it's a dog. It's in its nature. A corn seed will produce corn. An orange seed will produce oranges. Are you listening to me? If you are the seed of Abraham, it will show up in your life. Your prosperity cannot be stopped. You don't have to struggle for it. This thing is in your system. Discover the features in your life. Discover the features and start living them out. This prosperity is inside you. This glory is inside you. Bring it to the fore. Don't struggle to make it happen. Those who are struggling have not entered into his rest. They are struggling to pay for a house. They are worried because they can't get the house. They're worried because they can't get the car. They're worried and they're worried and they're worried and they're worried and they're worried. And tearing down their life because of this thing that they're looking for. Why are you so worried? Why are you so pained? Are you not the seed of Abraham? Have you forgotten who you are? Have you come to that point of failure? Abraham's seed doesn't fail. Don't you understand it? If you will continue to praise him, if you will continue to serve him, if you will continue to delight yourself in him, he will create the opportunities that will bring you to that place of inheritance that was already planned for you. There's no failure in Christ. How can I discover those things that are in me and bring them out? How can I capitalize in those gifts that God has put within me? Somebody said, I can't sing and I can't preach. What in the world can I do for God? Oh, so much more. So much more. There's so much more you can do for God. Don't forget this. God's not looking for preachers. And God's not looking for singers. God's looking for those who just walk in love, as I was looking for. If you would do that, you're ready for anything. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, 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 glory to God. Say mando groste klahastis. Ya mama mama ma. Kira ghosta. My. Wow. 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 I'm making progress. See, I'm sharing these things with you because if you have them in you, like Peter said, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it says, he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has even forgotten that he was parched from his old sins. Stand up on your feet. Worship the Lord. Glorify his name.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
You need the Holy Spirit to be able to serve God as he wants you to. You need the Holy Spirit to understand the scriptures.
You need the Holy Spirit to guide you in the will of God for your life. You need the Holy Spirit to teach you things of the kingdom of God. See? And when you learn these things of the kingdom, at every appropriate occasion, when you need to be reminded of something you need to know, the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. See, He's the one that the Father sent to guide us through life and make us successful and victorious in everything. If you listen to Him, He'll make you a champion, a victor, a success. If you listen to Him. And that's what you have to learn to do. Practice listening to Him. So first, receive Him into you. Receive Him to come and live in your heart. To live inside you. I want to pray for you. And those of us here in this studio will be standing as we pray. And if there's anyone in here who hasn't received the Holy Spirit, of course, this is your moment. And you receive the Holy Spirit as well. You'd find that you can talk to God in a heavenly language. That is so important. Because now you can speak a language that's pure, with words that are pure, given to you by God from your spirit. And those words go up to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Listen, everyone needs to have the Holy Spirit. It's got nothing to do with your church denomination. It's possible for you to have been in a church all your life and never heard that you needed to receive the Holy Spirit. It's possible. But that doesn't mean you don't need Him. If Jesus needed to have the Holy Spirit, why wouldn't you? The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit. The apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit. Why would you think you can live without Him? No, you can't. You need Him. So you say, Pastor Chris, what do I do to receive the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm going to give you just a simple instruction. You receive the Holy Spirit in the same simple way that you received Christ Jesus into your heart. You simply believed. And you opened your heart by faith to receive Him. That's all you do. You receive Him into your heart by faith. You say, Lord, I receive to receive Him. That's all you do. You receive Him into your heart by faith. You say, Lord, I receive the Holy Spirit into my heart to live in me from this day. When you say that, believe that He heard you. He wants to come into you and live in you far more than you desire him. So when you give him that permission and that invitation to come in, he wouldn't waste any time. As you say it, he'll enter into you. And for many of you, immediately you begin speaking in a heavenly language. You begin saying words that you don't know the meaning, because they're not in your normal human language. But don't stop. Once those words bubble up, don't stop. Just keep speaking them. Just keep speaking. Thank you, Lord.
We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran, Kwara State. Our Sunday service hold are 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services. Lunch hour service are Chandra Nual noon, evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.